You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our tie-in sister podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And the big news this week is that The Mousetrap has opened in Nottingham. This is, of course, the world-famous murder mystery by Agatha Christie, a show that is so well known and so iconic that the name The Mousetrap is kind of synonymous with both theatre and murder mysteries at this point. It really is the archetype of that style of show and story. And I will say it was really fascinating picking up on all the references that other productions have made to The Mousetrap in more recent years. I'm thinking of things like Mischief Theatre's Play That Goes Wrong, where even the design of the set is similar, or even just this month, the new film See How They Run, which is very obviously based on The Mousetrap, but also has clever little nods to certain elements. Because I'd never seen The Mousetrap before, and as someone who is a real glutton for spoilers, it's honestly a miracle that I've made it to 26 years old and have never known how the show ends. And so I was very, very excited when it was first announced that the play would be coming to Nottingham. Because this year celebrates the 70th anniversary of The Mousetrap, and the show is doing a huge anniversary tour, visiting over 70 venues throughout the UK and Ireland in honour of that fact. And the tour kicked off right here in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal, which is especially fitting because it was at Nottingham's Theatre Royal, in that very same auditorium where I saw the show last night, that The Mousetrap had its original world premiere all those years ago in 1952. So it really did feel like it had come full circle by having the opening night of its 70th anniversary tour there as well. And what a show it is. I realise that it sounds redundant for me to say that The Mousetrap is a good play. Like, you don't get to 70 years without people thinking, yeah, this is all right. But trust me when I say, this is a very, very good play. The characters are well designed. The dialogue is snappy and engaging, if a little bit of its time in small parts. And the pacing is brilliant as well. I can't tell you the number of times I've sat through a play as a designated musical theatre fan usually and thought, God, this scene needs to be broken up with a song and dance number. Like, at no point did I feel that way at all with The Mousetrap. It picks you up from the very, very beginning and it really doesn't let you go until the end. If I am being perfectly honest, I do think that the very end point is probably the weakest part of the show. Not the reveal, no, that was excellent. But sort of like the 2 minutes after that, where it goes from being very tense and dramatic and finding out who the murderer is, to an attempt at light comedy and, ooh, look, here's a funny hat. Like, I'm not trying to quibble with the great Agatha Christie's writing, but for me personally, as an audience member, it just felt a little bit jarring, even rushed. And it's the sort of thing that, were this play being written nowadays, I don't think there would necessarily be such a glaring tone change for those last couple of minutes. That is obviously just my opinion, of course. And as my housemate pointed out, it was a very English response to the drama that had unfolded. So you can probably just chalk it up to another one of those, like, of its time moments. But other than that, I really cannot fault this production. I have to praise Elliot Clay, who plays the young aspiring architect Christopher Wren. I have a lot of time for Elliot Clay as an actor and creative. His musical Millennials is wonderful, and I think he is perfectly cast in The Mousetrap. I know he's also played this part in the West End, so it's nice to see him doing the tour now as well. He also has a great singing voice, so it's really lovely getting to hear a little bit of that as his character works his way through a load of quite ominous nursery rhymes. The rest of the cast are also very, very good. I like the collection of people they put together for the tour. I particularly enjoyed Joelle Dyson as Molly Ralston and Todd Carty as Major Metcalf. I will say that it was opening night, not only of the show in Nottingham, of course, but also of the entire tour. And as such, nerves were understandably high. and you could tell. There were a couple of line fluffs and a wayward lamp and a hastily buttoned up cardigan, which I then spent a significant amount of time thinking was a clue, and it absolutely wasn't. But they're all the kind of things that you'd understand and accept with any kind of live theatre, let alone something of this calibre and prestige on its opening night. I am actually going to see The Mousetrap again later in the week while it's still here in Nottingham, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how, you know, people have settled into their roles and the space on this particular stage a little bit more once there's a few more performances in, and also whether anyone's added something to the base of that lamp to make it a bit more bottom heavy, because it really stole the show with its wobbliness at times. We were all nervous. I am also obviously looking forward to seeing the show again for its story and to see if there are any clues or characteristics that, you know, I get to pick up the second time that I wouldn't have known about before. You know, I love things like that where once you've effectively got insider information, you can be on the watch for certain things. So we'll see what I notice next time. But if you want to see The Mousetrap for yourself, and why wouldn't you, then it is here at Nottingham at the Theatre Royal until Saturday the 1st of October. Tickets are available via the link here in the post, and they range from about £20 to £40 in price, although there are certain discounts available for the weekday performances if you look out for them. I will also leave a link to all the subsequent dates and venues if you need to catch it elsewhere on the tour. I mean, The Mousetrap is such an iconic show, and it really does deserve the prestige that it's had for the past 70 years. So I really, really would advise you to not miss out on seeing it while you can. And I'm sure it's going to be excellent wherever you see it on the tour. But I will just say that there's something very, very special about seeing The Mousetrap in the very same theatre where it started all those years ago, in the very same auditorium where Agatha Christie herself sat to watch the opening night. Like, when else do you get to say that you've done that? So make sure that you catch The Mousetrap at the Theatre Royal in Nottingham before Saturday. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I will, of course, be back again next Sunday evening at 7pm for your regularly scheduled Spotlight on podcast to keep you updated on all the latest theatrical news. And trust me when I say there is a lot to cover at the moment. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.